news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
I warned you that the weeks leading up to Inauguration Day were going to be a rough ride. And admittedly, I'm having a difficult time beginning today's report because of what happened yesterday. A mob of Donald Trump's supporters, at his behest, stormed the Capitol building in a failed attempt to prevent Congress from certifying President-elect Joe Biden's Electoral College win. Rioters smashed windows and sent lawmakers into hiding. A woman shot during the chaos died. Three others also died in medical emergencies. Vice President Mike Pence, who was presiding over the electoral vote count, was rushed to an undisclosed location. Obviously, we don't have a caring, compassionate president at the moment. So Joe Biden stepped up and made a televised appeal to Trump to call for a halt to what many, including Republicans, have called an attempted coup.
I call on President Trump to go on national television now to fulfill his oath and defend the Constitution, and demand an end to this siege, to storm the Capitol, to smash windows, to occupy offices, the floor of the United States Senate, rummaging through desks, on the Capitol, on the House of Representatives, threatening the safety of duly elected officials. It's not protest. It's insurrection.
Biden called the actions an unprecedented assault on U.S. democracy. Yeah, that's about right. Before the riot, Trump urged a huge crowd of supporters at a rally to fight to overturn what he claimed without evidence was a stolen election.
All of us here today do not want to see our election victory stolen by emboldened radical left Democrats, which is what they're doing, and stolen by the fake news media. That's what they've done and what they're doing. We will never give up. We will never concede. It doesn't happen. You don't concede when there's theft involved.
Trump did nothing for a long time, then released a minute-long video that was mostly him repeating his false election fraud allegations. Oh, and he ended it by saying this.
We have to have peace. So go home. We love you. You're very special.
We love you. You're special?
You've seen what happens. You see the way others are treated that are so bad and so evil. I know how you feel. But go home and go home in peace.
When it was all over, 52 people were arrested. Right. They must have pulled up the paddy wagons because they stormed the Capitol, right? Well, no. 47 of the 52 arrests were related to curfew violations and unlawful entry. Some of those arrested were journalists. Four people were arrested for carrying guns without licenses, and one person was arrested for possession of a prohibited weapon. But not one arrest for storming the Capitol, breaking down the door to the House chamber, defiling the Senate chamber, stealing gavels and signs and papers from Pelosi's desk, and more, leaving threatening notes. Not one? Authorities also recovered a pipe bomb from the DNC and another one from the RNC. A cooler from a vehicle along with an assault rifle that also included Molotov cocktails on the grounds of the Capitol were also recovered. Lovely. While the Capitol was being cleared and the lawmakers were in lockdown, they decided that it was important that they get back to work and finish the certification. And that they did. At 3:41 a.m. Eastern Time, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris were confirmed by Congress to have won enough Electoral College votes to be chosen as President and Vice President of the United States, effective at noon on January 20th, 13 days away. So after Congress confirmed Biden's victory, Trump publicly acknowledged that he would leave office on Inauguration Day. Since he's suspended from Twitter and Facebook, he had a social media guy tweeted out himself, quote, "Even though I totally disagree with the outcome of the election and the facts bear me out, nevertheless, there will be an orderly transition on January 20th. That, by the way, happened at about 4 a.m. The reaction is thankfully what you'd expect. Several Democratic lawmakers and one Republican called for Trump to be impeached for a second time for encouraging rioters who took over the Capitol. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar of Minnesota said she was drawing up articles of impeachment on Wednesday afternoon while lots of them were on lockdown. Others are vowing an investigation into how law enforcement so totally botched the breach at the Capitol. Outraged lawmakers from both parties said the police force seemed inexplicably understaffed and unprepared, even though talk of the insurrection had been brewing online for days. And Trump had stoked the mob at an earlier rally. Video was circulating showing Capitol Police both removing the barricades and letting these rioters through, and some even taking selfies with them. Obviously, there's a problem there. Now on to what should have been today's lead story. Democrat John Ossoff won his runoff Senate election against incumbent Republican David Perdue in Georgia. Ossoff's narrow lead widened as the final votes were counted. Most of the ballots remaining to be tallied were from Democratic-leaning counties around Atlanta, suggesting that Ossoff's lead will only grow. With John Ossoff's win on Wednesday following Reverend Raphael Warnock's win on Tuesday, the Democrats get back control of the Senate, which is now split evenly 50-50, but Vice President Kamala Harris becomes the Senate president and the tiebreaker. More history was made in these elections, too. Raphael Warnock is Georgia's first Black senator. John Ossoff is Georgia's first Jewish senator. He'll also be the youngest at only 33 years old. President-elect Joe Biden announced his pick for attorney general while the madness was unfolding on Tuesday, and he surprised most of us by announcing that would be Judge Merrick Garland. Garland, of course, was famously nominated by then-President Barack Obama to replace Antonin Scalia on the Supreme Court after his death almost a year before the end of Obama's second term. Then, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell would not allow the nomination to come up for a vote and held that seat open for a year until Donald Trump took office and filled the seat himself. So this is kind of an FU to Mitch McConnell, who, by the way, with the Democrats' wins in the two Georgia Senate runoff races, Mitch McConnell now becomes Senate Minority Leader. What's that you said a few years ago, Mitch?
You know, you can't win them all, and elections have consequences.
Right. And then there's the other elephant in the room. Tuesday marked yet again another record. U.S. health officials reported about 4,000 new COVID-19 deaths, the most in a single day. And now officials at the Centers for Disease Control are warning that the highly infectious new coronavirus strain first detected in Britain could soon spread widely through the U.S. And oh, there's another one that seems to be immune from our vaccine that has popped up in South Africa. I could go on, but I think that's enough for today. I got the news. It's What's News. I'm Nicole Sandler, inviting you to check out my show where we deal with all this stuff and more. Weekdays, live at 5 p.m. Eastern to Pacific at NicoleSandler.com and right here on the Progressive Voices Network.